Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is John Gollum from the Northern California Community Blood Bank with a community comment on KINS. In 1628, English physician William Harvey discovered the circulation of blood. Shortly afterward, the earliest known blood transfusion was attempted. It wasn't until 1665 that the first recorded successful blood transfusion occurred in England between dogs. It was an American physician, Philip Physick, who performed the first human blood transfusion more than 100 years later. By 1914, long-term anticoagulants were developed, which allowed longer preservation of blood, and in 1932, the first blood bank was established in a Leningrad hospital. In 1941, Isidore Ravdin, a prominent surgeon from Philadelphia, effectively treated victims of the Pearl Harbor attack with Cohn's albumin for shock. Injected into the bloodstream, albumin, a pharmaceutical made from plasma, absorbs liquid from surrounding tissues, preventing blood vessels from collapsing. By 1961, the role of platelet concentrates in reducing mortality from hemorrhaging cancer patients was recognized. 3 years later, plasmapheresis was introduced as a means of collecting plasma for fractionation. Beginning in 1972, apheresis was being used to extract one cellular component, returning the rest of the blood to the donor. Blood transfusion and blood donation have evolved a lot over the last 400 years and continue to do so. In the last 5 years, the need for red blood cells in the United States has remained relatively steady, while new therapies using platelets have increased. To make the most efficient use of our donors' valuable time, the Northern California Community Blood Bank strives to collect the right component from the right donor at the right time. A cornerstone of this philosophy is donation by apheresis. Apheresis is a process during which a blood donor's blood is collected, centrifuged, and separated into its main component parts. Based on patient need and donor eligibility, the most needed components are collected and the other components are returned to the donor. This system allows us to collect platelets from some donors, red blood cells from others. In order to best serve our patients and our community, the blood bank continues to introduce new technologies and new opportunities for a variety of donation types and locations. By equipping one of our blood mobiles with apheresis collection technology, we're able to travel to areas of Humboldt and Del Norte counties where platelet donation has not been available. There's no substitute for human blood, but we do have the opportunity and responsibility to make the best use of each of the unique components of that blood. More information about platelet donation throughout Humboldt and Del Norte counties is available on our website, nccbb.org, or by calling the Blood Bank at 443-8004. This has been John Gollum from the Northern California Community Blood Bank with a community comment on KINS.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.